We've already had a bit of response on this, actually. Would you change your mind about renting or buying a property if you found it was believed to have been haunted? A story by New Zealand Herald reporter Chris Mariner looks at a Pukekohe home with which residents claim is haunted by ghosts. Three workers from the Philippines claim to have heard footsteps running and women crying, among other troubling experiences. Now, the previous owners said they had experienced a ghostly presence once 20 years ago. With us is Belinda Moffat, the Chief Executive of the Real Estate Authority. Welcome.
Oh, kia ora. How are you? Thanks for having me on the show today.
Yes, great to have you on, Belinda. It's an interesting one. Listen, look, tell me, are sellers obliged to tell buyers if they believe the house is haunted?
Well, look, in New Zealand, we don't have a haunted house rule per se. But under the Real Estate Professional Client Care and Conduct Rules, agents cannot withhold information about a property that should, in fairness, be shared with potential buyers. So what that means is that we look at, or we encourage agents and buyers and sellers to think about sensitive issues. So the types of issues that you might think I ought to know about if I'm about to buy a house. And the category that sort of the things that fall into that category are more like unnatural deaths.
Right.
Suicides or violent crimes. And so in those situations, an agent and the seller would need to assess whether, in all fairness to purchasers, potential purchasers, and the ultimate buyer, there is anything that they should disclose. So there is some guidance on that issue in New Zealand.
Yeah, but other countries, they do have a haunted house clause?
Look, I have to confess, I'm not sure if whether other countries have a clause like that, but I would say that they will have disclosure principles, and they will have disclosure principles that are based on fairness.
I suppose it's only fair to say that because when it comes to buying a house, there's a lot of emotion in it, and aside from being haunted, a spirit of a house or a feeling of a house, that's what older people, I can imagine, look to.
Well, they may well do that. You're absolutely right that buying a house is a massive transaction. It's often, it's the biggest transaction that people will get into, and it's a really personal and emotional transaction. But the principles that guide the sector and particularly the agents is about what information do you have that's probably more that is evidence-based, that you feel in fairness to the parties to the transaction should be disclosed. And so that's what they will need to think about. And I guess, that sort of question around if there's a sense about a house, that's probably not enough to meet the test for disclosure. I think that we're looking more at evidence-based factors. So did something happen at the house that perhaps attracted some notoriety in the community? If it did, how long ago did it happen? Have other people lived in the house since that time? If an event that could be attributed to a sense of the house happened at that place, then did it happen inside or did it happen outside? And I think what we'd be saying to agents and to sellers is you need to think about if there's anything that, as I said before, in fairness to the purchaser, you need to disclose.
Very interesting. Chief Executive of the Real Estate Authority, Belinda Moffat, thank you for your time.
Thanks very much.